And now, the stuff that you've been sending on an email on Dear Scott, read out by a posh lady off of Radio 4.
Scott, you do realise your posh lady is Scottish, don't you? Get a grip. From Oxo Family Dad.
Right, this came about when someone the other day said that the posh Radio 4 lady may be moonlighting as an automated message for a bank. Now, we called that bank, and the lady on there was clearly Scottish.
Mm.
Here's what the posh Radio 4 lady has to say.
Now, that's interesting, Mr. Gravy Man, because I think you'll find I'm not actually from Scotland. So, I guess you needs to take stock.
I love it when she answers back.
She's got a bit of attitude, hasn't she?
Bit feisty, I like it.
Know what these Welsh are like.
I know. I do like it when she gets like that, though. I'd quite like us to do more. Can we encourage that, please?
What, for her to get a bit more gobby?
I really like it. She is not Scottish, the posh Radio 4 lady. She is from Narn Aran. Thank you. Next.
Please tell me who sang the song about Saint-Tropez. Have been looking for it on YouTube, but can't remember the group. Think it was two girls from London? Thanks. Scooby-Doo.
Thanks, Scooby-Doo. No, they're actually girls from France, and they're called the Dolly Rockers. And we've been playing their track, Je suis une Dolly, which we love. Here it is. Gonna get an iPhone. Yeah, they're from France. They're called the Dolly Rockers. And you can download that track for free because of us. Because we brought it to your attention. Go to thedollyrockers.com. It's a free download for this week only. Wouldn't want that for free, eh?
Do you know what? The French language is so beautiful, and they do it so well, obviously, being natives. But it's kind of ruined by the one that doesn't speak doing his dad dancing every single blooming time that it's played.
He can't resist it. Like,
he can't.
Do you think he'll do it in front of them later? Do you think they'll be impressed?
I don't know. What do you mean? What do you know?
Well, I don't know. My guess was that they might come in because they were French.
I can't tell you. All be revealed at 8:30. Anyway, next.
Hello, Scott. I'm just wondering where the Stupid Street is. That name comes up often during What's Occurring, doesn't it? Is there really some place called the Stupid Street? Or are you just calling it that because everyone on the street is stupid? Because I'm from Korea, so I don't know much about England. You may think I'm asking something stupid, but I really want to know where the place is. Hope you will reply, smiley. Much love, Yun Bin.
It's very near Radio 1 Stupid Street.
Just round the corner, isn't it?
We don't have to go very far for it, do we?
No, it's just round the corner from Camp Cul-de-Sac.
That's right.
Which we occasionally go down as well.
Yeah, it's about like a minute's walk from Radio 1, so it's very handy. That's why we go there such a lot. Next.
Dear Scott, etc. I've got a question for everyone on the team, so here goes. To Becky. Would you ever dump your Greek boyfriend and marry Scott? He's always going on about how he doesn't have much luck with the ladies, and he does flirt with you quite a bit on air. Winking smiley.
She's not here at the moment, but I reckon she'll say yes.
Do you? I reckon she'd say no.
I'm just answering for her. Next.
To Chappers. Would you consider doing Chappers Cam? We've had Scott Cam and Becky Cam, and even the one that doesn't speak has had a go. So I think it's about time that you did too. Smiley.
No, next question.
You wouldn't?
Never in a million years.
Why not?
Just...
It was easy.
Why would... No. Why would I want webcams following me all the time? Why would anybody else want webcams following me all the time?
You'd be surprised.
No. No.
To the posh Radio 4 lady. Do you really sound that posh off-air? What is your actual normal voice like? Do you sound like a farmer, like Becky?
Hmm. Well, here's the answer.
Well, Kit, I don't sound this posh off-air. I only use this special posh voice for doing Dear Scott and for when I'm on the telephone. But I'm afraid I'm not going to let you know what my actual speaking voice is like because there might be some children listening at this time and it would be too upsetting. Anyway, next.
Okay. Love her.
To the one that doesn't speak. Do you ever get annoyed that no one knows your real name? I would.
Do you ever get annoyed that people... No, he doesn't. Next.
To that tulip person. Who exactly are you? No offence or anything. I'm sure you're really nice. But your name has only come up recently, and I was wondering.
Well, that tulip person is looking quite shocked
now.
Yeah,
that's really a rude way of asking that question.
She is Radio 1 Newsbeat's respected journalist, yeah. Tulip Mazumda. Remember the name, you'll be hearing it a lot, yeah? Next.
Is that
and
video?
Finally...
What?
Is that video of her still online?
What video?
Where's she got eaten by a dog?
No, it's, what, in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
No, that's off.
Oh, right.
It's been removed.
I was just offering more information on her that people could find on the internet.
See, she's put herself through the mill for this job.
She has, yeah.
You really have. That tulip person, how rude. Next.
And finally, to Scott. Nope, don't have a question for you, sorry. Oh, except when is Moyles back on? Love you all loads. Thanks a million for the bestest podcast ever. From Kate, XX.
XX to you, Kate. Thanks very much. Chris Moyles is back on Tuesday morning after the bank holiday. This is Radio 1. And now it's time for more Dear Scott. Send us an email, anything you want to know, anything that's been bugging you a little bit, and we'll see if we can help. We'll answer them. Read out by a posh lady from Radio 4. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Hi, Becky, Scott and Chappers. Sorry, I did that on purpose. Oh. I know Scott likes his name to be first.
That's right.
My sister and I are avid listeners and absolutely love your show. When we heard that you were going ahead with the musical, we knew we both absolutely had to start planning the 7.5-hour journey just to see it. We'll be coming up from Southampton. However, we are both South African. All I can say is that you obviously appeal to all nations. However, we're worried that we're not going to be able to book tickets due to the absolute frenzy. How on earth can you guys think that the show won't be sold out within 2 minutes, you bunch of nutters? So, the question I'm sure on everyone's mind is, when are the tickets going on sale? Are you guys going to sort out a mailing list? We need info. I'll be absolutely gutted if we don't get tickets. If you're sold out within seconds and I don't manage to get tickets, would you consider taking the musical national? Love you all, Michelle and Nancy Treleaven.
Thank you, Michelle and Nancy. At the moment, only plans for the musical at the Edinburgh Festival, second week of August, but who knows, we could go on a nationwide tour. I think we're...
Aren't you getting a little bit ahead of yourself
here?
Yeah,
let's not jump...
You know?
Too far.
You could give the nationwide tour to the runner-up of whoever comes in your Scott Idol, comes second in your Scott Idol competition, like they do on those TV shows.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
There's the real winner, and then like
the person that gets to play Basingstoke.
Yeah, they do the national one, don't they?
Yeah, no.
Nothing wrong with playing Basingstoke.
No, not
though,
at all. I've spent many a happy time in Basingstoke.
Have you?
Yeah.
What was your happiest time in Basingstoke?
There's so a story you don't want to say, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
You can tell by your face.
Anyway.
You keep chewing on that pen.
Did it involve a bed at a train station?
What? No, that's Swindon.
No?
So, Scott Mills the Musical.
What did it involve? What did it... Oh, you're all of a fluster.
I don't know. Scott Mills the Musical is happening...
A car park?
No. Oh. All this is... all the
stuff... Does it involve Dave Pearce?
No. All the stuff...
I've forgotten that one.
God. To stop quizzing me on my Basingstoke story. All the stuff about the musical will be announced if you sign up to our Twitter. That's the best way to get hold of the latest happenings. Just go to Mills the Musical. That's our Twitter, Mills the Musical. The festival programme, where you can see everything that's going to happen at the Edinburgh Festival, comes out, I think, the start of June. That comes out. And we'll be there second week of August. More info on Twitter.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Today, I was listening to your podcast from May the 15th, while I should have been doing my biology coursework. I was munching on a mid-morning snack of Jaffa cakes when I heard the old people from What Are Those Coughing Old People On About describing Chris Moyles. It was the funniest thing I have ever heard. However, this tale has a terrible ending, as I laughed so much that I choked on a bit. It was a horrible experience for me, and I know that from now on I will always associate that feature with choking on a generic sponge-based orange and dark chocolate-topped biscuit-slash-cake snack treat, frowning smiley. You'll be happy to hear, though, that I have not been put off them. On the contrary, I've been eating more of them, enjoying them as much as I can, lest I choke on one again and am put off them for life. Loving the show, Emily, Cardiff.
Thank you very much, Emily in Cardiff. Yeah, don't eat biscuits or cakes when listening to our podcast.
Is there any biscuit? Yeah. I don't like those biscuits she was talking about.
Oh, they're amazing.
I know.
What are you on about?
So much
what are you on about?
So good.
How can you not like... You're the only person in the world that doesn't like
you
them.
You don't like any biscuits, though, do
no,
you?
No, I do like some biscuits.
You never eat sweet stuff.
I like biscuit. I like hobnobs and chocolate hobnobs.
Good.
But I don't like Jaffa cakes. No, sorry. There'll be other people that don't like Jaffa cakes.
Mm. Not many. The old people were talking about Chris Royals, of course, off the Chris Royals show.
Oh, I say. He looks a bit Italian. I'm only saying that because I am Italian. Half Italian, yeah.
Oh, my God, he's a comedian.
Comedian, yeah. I'm sure he's a comedian.
I do like dark jumpers on men.
She likes dark jumpers on men? Yeah. She's half Italian herself.
He's not a boxer, is he? No, because he hasn't got that sort of face. Now, he's not a dancer. Gymnast? Yes. He's a footballer. No. Well, I've gone through the lot now, let me see. Not a motor racer. I've gone through the lot. Now, what are you? Please tell me.
So we showed them a picture of Chris Moyles, and they thought he was a gymnast or maybe a footballer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Chris Royal.
Chris Moyles.
Moyle. That's right. I should have known about you. I'm very, very sorry, Chris Moyle. I'll remember that in the future.
Yeah. Next one. Next email.
Hi, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh lady off of Radio 4. I've just got back home after taking my AS-level French paper. Parfait, bien sûr. Anyway, the style of one of the questions is an article about which we have to answer questions. The article, it was about people who go abroad to get cosmetic surgery, such as plastic surgery, liposuction and teeth whitening, on their holidays. While all of the other candidates were struggling with the question, I was able to recount the conversations you have had about the subject and answer them easily. So thank you, Scott, for hopefully getting me a good mark in my AS exam. Au revoir. Will, 16, Lingfield.
Cheers, Will.
That's brilliant.
Happy to help. That's really good. So in his AS level French, everyone else is struggling with the cosmetic surgery questions. Will just... sorted it.
Because he listens to you?
Because of this show. That's amazing.
What is the French for facelift?
Next.
Hey, Scott. I'm sat at work bored, so thought I'd have a look at the webcam. Poor Becky. She always seems to be standing. Doesn't she have a chair? Love ya, Louise from Dover.
You're never standing.
I think I was on that webcam picture.
Right.
But no, I'm always sat down.
She has her own special chair. Thanks for your interest. Any more emails you want to send? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Have you seen how many people don't like Jaffa cake?
Yeah.
Nearly as many who have stories about you and Basingstoke.
Veronica's.